Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services in Eastland, Texas. Tune in every week as we share important information to help you and your family live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, legacy and tax planning, and much more, all covered now on Life Planning 101.
Good morning and welcome to Life Planning 101. My name is Angela Robinson with Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services here out of the big town of Eastland, Texas, where we talk about living life on purpose. Man, seems like things have just gotten so chaotic lately. And, it's harder to dive into, I'd say, a clear path. I was watching this really cool excerpt from a Stephen Furtick sermon this last weekend. And those of you who know me know I love Stephen Furtick. And he was had an illustration where he had a guy come up and play the devil on stage, and he's sitting there playing his guitar and playing his tune, and then all of a sudden the devil goes and tweaks the guitar when he turns his head and takes his mind off of what he's focused on, and he comes back to go to play the guitar, and it doesn't quite play the same way, right? And isn't that such a, like, wow, like, eye-opening fact to life? Because here we are living in a time where if you chose, you could stay distracted 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So it's no matter that we are struggling as a nation with our, you know, mental health, our overall health, and also our financial health. Well, as you know, we are a life planning firm, and what we do as a life planning firm is we help people live life on purpose. So yes, it does involve their overall health, no matter what aspect it is, right? And I think health is a very significant thing to touch on, because it doesn't matter if it is your health, it doesn't matter if it is your mental health, it doesn't matter if it is your financial health, they're all akin. And here's how they're akin, is there's two ways to go about managing them, okay? First way is the way that most people manage any type of their health. And really, I think we could actually blame just a culture of how we do things, right? Is that we are born into this nation and there's just things that you do things a certain way. It's the way that you should do things, but does that really make them the right way? Does that make the way that they should be done? Who knows, right? And I think it's okay to question that, because most people come into, you know, their health needs and they say, okay, I'm fine. Why do I need to go to a doctor? Then they get sick. And maybe they take some medication. Maybe the medication doesn't work. So then they decide to do a teledoctor or go to a clinic, a 24-hour clinic or something. And maybe that doesn't do it. So then they need to go to another doctor. And maybe that doesn't do it. So they need to go to a specialist. And by the time you get done with it, this person needs surgery and all these drugs. And these drugs end up having side effects, which create other health issues. And these other health issues end up being the very things that ultimately destroy their quality of life. Whew. Oh, that was deep and dark. What a way to start out a Monday morning. I didn't really mean for it to go that deep and dark, but that is how we do things in regard to our health as a whole in this country, right? And that's just our health, our mental health, and our financial health too, if you think about it. The second path, okay, so that's one way to, like, manage your health. The second path is a much less traveled path, and that's the preventative route. And that, I think we're getting further and further away from that route in some ways, but in some ways we're getting a lot and a lot closer because it's being talked about more. And the preventative route is maybe it includes something like you just choose a healthy lifestyle for the sake of having a healthy lifestyle. Maybe you do preventative care checkups with some type of, you know, doctor that does things from an overall well-being and a holistic nature. Maybe you have certain supplements or certain exercises or certain, you know, strength training or whatever it is to assist in certain areas before there is a problem. And that's preventative care. But we don't often take that preventative care route. And why don't we do that? Okay, why do we go the other route? And I think it goes back to that, what we were talking about earlier, is like you could stay distracted 24 hours a day, 365 days a year and say, oh, I'll start that next week, or oh, I'll start that next month. And, you know, you think about how many people set New Year's resolutions in January to get healthy, to see how many of those just fall apart by the end of the month. They don't even make it 1 month, much less 1 year, right? And I think it's because the fact that it doesn't feel like it's a priority. You know, they're not having to go in on that surgical table. They're not having to be forced to be on this drug that, oh, by the way, if they really knew the side effects of it, it would cause them to lose their quality of life over the long term. So they have that option or, right? And we don't think of it that way, but that's really what it is. It's not a priority. And I'd say the same thing about our financial health. It's not a priority. And here's some examples of that. So it's been our experience over the years, okay, that we become a need when life happens. And what I mean by life happening is retirement next year. Oh, wait, maybe even next month. Life happens. Someone dies. What the heck do I do? We didn't do any planning. We don't know what to do. Or we get a phone call. I have an offer on my business. I have an offer on this piece of real estate, and I don't want to pay the taxes that come along with the price. Or my mom is really sick, and I'm really concerned that we're going to have to put her in a facility. And because we're going to have to put her in a facility, that's going to put all those assets at risk. And what I'm not telling you is that we were really counting on some of that for our own retirement, and we want to make sure that we protect those. But we really need to get her into a facility pretty quick because things are happening really quick. And she's a risk to herself and maybe a risk to others, right? Or I just ran into someone on an interstate and someone was hurt. And I'm concerned that I don't have everything protected the way it should be. And if I get sued, I could end up losing my business, or I could end up losing this, or I could end up losing that. That's some heavy stuff to start a Monday morning with. But this is the reality, is that it's our experience that your financial health, just like your health, doesn't get your undivided attention until it becomes a priority, until you have that heart attack, until you have that stroke, until you have that dire need to get something done. And then you're in a state of, oh my goodness, what do we do now? So what we're going to do on Life Planning 101 today is going to look a little different. We're going to talk about, how is your financial health today? And I'm going to give you 10 things to really think about. And I don't expect you to know all the answers. Obviously, that's why I have a job, right? That's why I study money on a daily basis. And by the way, I started in this business in 2006. So what does that make me? Almost 18 years in the business. I'm 18 years in the business, and I still learn something every single day. And I am a nerd. I am an absolute nerd. I mean, I read in the morning, I read at night, I read on the weekend. I am always looking and researching, and we spend tens of thousands of dollars every year just in education and going to conferences and networking with other professionals and understanding how they're doing things. And so for people to say that I understand my finances, I understand exactly what I need to be doing, and especially in this world of change with technology and everything else, it's scary, guys. There's so much out there. There's so much new to keep up with. It's unreal. And we're in changing times. I mean, who actually has lived in an inflationary period of time within their adult life and had any substantial amount of wealth to consider for it? I mean, there might be few of us that have, right, in our 70s and such, but were we experts back then when it was actually going on? Because this is where we're at today. There's a whole different dynamic than there was even just 4 years ago. And I think it's incredibly important for people to have wisdom, not only within themselves and know truth and wisdom within themselves, but be surrounded by wisdom. And wisdom is something that it needs to be sought after, that you're not making emotional decisions and you're not working out of a place of fear or greed. So I could go off on that tangent for a while, but the reality is this, is it all starts with your financial health. It all starts with the things that we're going to talk about on this show today, because if it doesn't start here, then none of that other stuff matters. You can sit there and worry yourself in a world of worry It is a world of worry where I said you could be distracted for 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and you could do that. Or you could stop and say, how is my financial health? And really get in alignment with yourself first and then seek out wisdom to get some help in the progress. So when we come back on Life Planning 101 today, how is your financial health? Welcome back to Life Planning 101. I got an old joke, but it's relevant to the discussion. So a woman asks a man, do you drink beer? Man says, yes. The woman says, how many beers a day? The man says, usually about 3. Woman says, how much do you pay for the beer? Man says, $5, and then that includes the tip. Woman says, how long have you been drinking? The man says, oh, I don't know, 20 years, I suppose. And the woman says, so a beer costs you $5 and you have 3 of those a day, which puts your spending at about $450 a month or $5,400 annually. Now, not counting for inflation, that means you have actually spent $108,000 in the last 20 years. That money could have put an investment account, and after accounting for compound interest for the past 20 years, you would have had enough money to buy a Ferrari. And the man says to the woman, do you drink beer? The woman says, no. Man says, where's your Ferrari? I thought this is very relevant because we're talking about financial health. And you know, I think sometimes it makes us feel better to look at other people and see where they're at to gauge our own financial health. But that's really not the case, is it? You know, there's a good old Zig Ziglar saying, if you don't know who Zig Ziglar is, look him up. Oh, he's just wonderful. I actually hated listening to him when I was a kid in the backseat, the cars, the tapes. Yes, we had tapes back then. But, you know, it was really good. And he said, money's not everything, but it ranks right up there with oxygen. And when your oxygen is at risk, come on, people, when your oxygen is at risk, are you thinking 100% logically? No, I'm pretty sure you're not. And I'm pretty sure that stress begets stress at this point. You know, last minute plans are not usually the best laid plans. Rushed actions could create unintended reactions. And well, we call this living by default. Definitely not what our tagline is, which is helping people live life on purpose. Because when we get into a rush situation where we think we have to take care of our financial health, it's usually because we need to go on the operating table. It's usually because something is coming down the pike and we need to address it right then and right there. And all of these things start building up. I've actually witnessed husbands and wife almost get a divorce over selling businesses because they wait to the last minute to make all these huge decisions. And oh, by the way, they can't because they waited too long to do a lot of things, to take care of things. And oh, by the way, is that actually going to be enough money to retire on, or are we surprised? So here's the deal. We all know that surgery may not be necessary if preventative care just starts a few years earlier, right? I mean, doctor, you go to the doctor, says, you really need to start making some lifestyle changes, or I'm gonna see you in here and we're gonna be having open heart surgery. What are you gonna do? I hope you go and you start changing your lifestyle, right? And if you'd done that early enough, then you may never have to be on that operating table. But what if you did have that heart attack and then your lifestyle and your energy level is forever changed? And oh, by the way, you haven't even retired yet. You haven't even got to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Now, this is your health, but your financial health works just the same. Because your story would have been different if you had just ... I'll let you fill in the blank, right? It doesn't take brain science to know that we should be acting in a more preventative care manner with our health and our financial health. It doesn't take brain science, yet we don't do it. We don't do it because it's not a priority. So what I want to cover on the show today with Life Planning 101 is 10 items for you to think about. Let's just, if you would have just ... right? So let's just on this show, let's get to the bottom of this. Number one, what does it mean for you to live life on purpose? And if you're driving, do not write these down. But if you're not driving, I recommend you write them down, or you could go and sign up on our newsletter. They're going to be on there, www.kennedy-financial.com. Sign up for our weekly life lessons and they'll be right there. And I recommend you fill these out. You know, what does it mean for you to live life on purpose? What's that mean? today, tomorrow, the rest of your life, with your family. Okay, notice that has nothing to do with money. There's a reason here, okay? Number two, the question is, what is most important about money to you? And you may say, well, it provides for us. Well, what's important about that? What's important about it providing for you? You say, well, that way we don't have to, go into debt. Well, why is that important not to go into debt? You need to really dig down to find out what's in the heart of why is your money important to you? What does it do? What does it actually do? And for most people, it's freedom, right? It's freedom from. It's the ability to not worry or not stress if money's taken care of the right way. And you need to understand the importance of the role that money plays in your life. Extremely important. Okay. Number three, what are your long-term financial goals? You notice that wasn't number one. Most people always tackle that with number one. But, you know, here's the thing is that life could end tomorrow. So what does it mean to live life on purpose is way more important than what are those long-term financial goals. But if you do have the blessing of being able to be here for many years and see multiple generations, what are those long-term financial goals? What's most important to you? Maybe you rank them. Maybe you prioritize them. Maybe you don't even know where to start. Hey, by the way, that's where we come in. We can help you dive into these conversations, right? But it's really important. And by the way, if you are married, do not do this exercise alone. Okay, you could do it alone and then talk about it together, but you cannot determine what's most important about you living life on purpose and money and your financial goals long-term without your significant other. Because if you're working in separate vacuums, then that is not going to go well for you. I'm just going to tell you, it is not going to go well, right? So work on this together, but understand what are those long-term financial goals. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick break because we have to, but it's also going to be beneficial to you because I want to stop right there because those are three really heavy, heavy, heavy questions. I want to make sure you have them written down and I want to make sure you contemplate on them. And maybe you just need to pause this podcast altogether and stop right there and start working on it. But these are really important. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your financial health and seven more questions, what you need to determine to know where you need to start to make sure your financial health is on track right here in 2024. You're not going to want to miss it on Life Planning 101. So, welcome back to Life Planning 101. I want to tell you about a grumpy monk. Compliments to Reader's Digest. This grumpy monk, every 10 years at the monastery, was allowed to break their vow of silence, complete silence, to speak two words. So 10 years goes by, and the monk's first chance, he says, food bad. 10 years later goes by, and the monk says, bed hard. And then here we are a third decade later, and he gives the head monk a long stare and says, I quit. Not surprised, the head monk says, you've been complaining ever since you got here. I'm not surprised. I thought that was really good and really fitting because, you know, don't we do that? Don't we look at our finances like every 10 years and then just complain and say, oh, if I could have only, or if I only, if I this, if I that. And we look up and it's 10 years later, and we look up and it's 10 years later. And oh, by the way, where has the time gone? And that seems a question we ask far too often, but the frequency of use of that question should be a warning to us all, if you really think about it. So we were talking about those things that we should have, could have, would have over the last 10 years, and why not start today? So let's just do it. Let's just get some financial health underway. And we asked three very important questions before the break. What does it mean to live life on purpose? What is most important to you about money? And what are your long-term financial goals? Let's go into number four. What do your short-term financial goals need to be doing to put you on the right path? So see, a lot of people take a picture of their short-term financial goals. They don't begin with the end in mind. Well, that's a very dangerous step because if your short-term financial goals don't meet with how you should be living to live life on purpose and what your long-term financial goals are and what's most important about money to you, does it really work? All of those four things have to sing together. And then number five, progress starts by telling yourself the truth. Where are you in relation to these questions right now, today? Number six, are you making progress? That's some serious stuff, but some important stuff because you can't move forward without knowing where you're at. Number seven, what's the biggest risk to your financial future? Do you even know? Now, a lot of times this is where we come in and do a lot of heavy lifting because we work on building a life planning pyramid and we want to see that thing solid green, but we start at the foundation because if we don't start at the foundation, then you can get a crack and that crack runs up and breaks the whole pyramid in half. So it's extremely important to know what those risks are. Sometimes you can't do anything about them, to be honest with you. But sometimes you can. Sometimes you don't even know what you don't know. And it's really important that you do know. And you know how well you're hedged or how well you're not. And when we talk about money, we put it in three buckets. We put it in a lifestyle bucket to stuff and overstuff. We put it in a backup plan bucket. It's contingency in case something goes wrong with that first bucket. How much do you know that needs to be in there? Do you even know? If you don't know, then you need to know. Number eight, what are the risks to your family if ... if you died, if there was a long-term healthcare event, if something failed, if you were sued. Number nine, this is really important, guys. How's your relationship with money? Fearful? Greed? Work all day to have it, but you don't know why you have it? What is it? Is your relationship with money helping you or hurting you? We always talk about a work-life balance. We're the most overworked country in the entire world. But you have to know with your relationship with your money and be honest with yourself. And does it really align with what does it mean to live life on purpose? And if it doesn't, maybe we need to take a step back and look at the whole thing altogether. And number 10, what do you need to do differently today that will make the largest impact of your financial health? Gives you one thing, right? That one thing. So I asked this earlier, where has the time gone? Now that is a question we ask a lot. And it reminds me of something Albert Einstein once said about the eighth wonder of the world. Do you know what he called the eighth wonder of the world? Compound interest. Yeah. He said, he who understands it earns it, and he who doesn't pays it. So here's the deal. Just like our little joke about the monk that it says two words every 10 years. Every motion that you make over the next 10 years, whether you make that motion with purpose or you make that motion without purpose, is compounding toward or away from a life lived on purpose. Think about that. That is powerful. Every motion you make is a compounding effect on the last motion, toward or away from a life lived on purpose. That should open your eyes. Not just for your financial health. Obviously, it should for your financial health and your mental health and everything. But what does that help you see as your biggest priority today? Is it really being so busy? Or is there something else that you could be taking care of? So that when you wake up in 10 years, you aren't saying, food bad, bed hard, I quit. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group right here out of Eastland, Texas. Have a blessed week. Live life on purpose. Start today. Make an effort just to sit down and focus on what that means and start taking that step in the right direction. And be sure to join us each and every week right here on Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. If you have questions, you can email them to lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Don't forget to learn how our sister company can assist you with all of your tax, bookkeeping, and consulting needs. You can find out more at briscoeandassociates.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Life Planning 101. The opinions expressed herein are those of the firm and are subject to change without notice. The opinions referenced are as of the date of publication and are subject to change due to changes in the market or economic conditions and may not necessarily come to pass. Any opinions, projections, or forward-looking statements expressed herein are solely those of the author, may differ from the views or opinions expressed by other areas of the firm, and are only for general informational purposes as of the date indicated. Securities offered through Kalten & Associates Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Smart Money Group LLC. Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by Kalten & Associates Incorporated.